thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 37:9, then he dreamed still another dream. If you've already fulfilled the dream God gave you, ask him for another one, a bigger one. The Bible says Joseph dreamed another dream, and the second was bigger than the first. In the first dream, he saw sheaves of wheat on the ground bowing down to him. But in the second dream, he saw stars in the heavens bowing down to him. Ask God to lift your sights and cause you to aim higher. But a note of caution, before God will give you another dream, he will watch to see what you do with the one he gave you. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. From Zechariah 4. Great endings usually start with humble beginnings. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If your dream is to prosper financially, it's in harmony with God's promises. See Deuteronomy 8:18 and a number of other scriptures. Prosper, in biblical terms, simply means to have enough to bless others. But there are three scriptural conditions you must meet in order for your dream to be fulfilled. From Malachi 3, you must be willing to honor God with your present income. From Proverbs 11, you must be willing to share what you have and meet the needs of others. And from Proverbs 21, you must practice fiscal discipline rather than squandering what God gives you on reckless spending and impulse buying. When you meet his conditions, God promises to bless you and fulfill the dream he has given you for your life. There's some teaching on seeing your financial dream fulfilled from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.